From NPR News in Washington, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. Key members of Congress worked this weekend reaching what they call a tentative agreement on a sweeping bill to restructure the Medicare program for the elderly. The bill would, among other things, add outpatient prescription drug coverage to Medicare for the first time, but it also attempts to hold down Medicare's overall costs. Congress has been struggling to pass a Medicare drug bill for the past 6 years. With us to discuss the agreement and whether it will become law this time is NPR's Julie Rovner. Julie, hi.
Hi, Linda.
So exactly who's agreed to this plan?
Well, it's House and Senate Republican leaders and two key Democrats, two moderate Democratic senators, John Breaux from Louisiana and Max Baucus from Montana. They have been working all weekend. They said they've reached an agreement in principle. It basically would appear that now this bill can at least get out of the House-Senate conference, the 17 members who've been trying to negotiate it since July.
Does this mean it will pass? I heard some pretty strong objections today from Senator Ted Kennedy on CBS's Face the Nation. Let's listen.
What we need to do is pass a Medicare plus a prescription drug program, and we shouldn't be undermining the Medicare system.
Julie, why does Senator Kennedy think this bill undermines Medicare?
This has been one of the most difficult issues of this whole conference. You have Democrats and Republicans who want two different outcomes from this bill. Most Democrats want just a prescription drug benefit. Most Republicans say they're willing to add a prescription drug benefit, but only if the bill also makes other changes that are aimed at holding down Medicare's costs over time. Things like allowing private plans to compete head-to-head with the traditional Medicare program. There's an income-related premium. Wealthier beneficiaries would have to pay higher premiums. So those are things that Republicans have demanded. Democrats like Senator Kennedy don't like it. The problem is they've watered down many of those provisions, and it's possible that they've watered them down to the point where the Democrats still don't like them because they don't like that they're in there at all, and the Republicans may think that they've been too watered down. So it's entirely possible they've now come out with a compromise that neither side's going to like.
So what does that mean for seniors who are looking for a drug benefit?
Well, it's still possible that this bill will pass, and Republican leaders say they really want to try to get it to the floor and out before Thanksgiving. If it doesn't pass, the people today who are saying that Congress really ought to look at this seriously and vote for it are saying if this particular bill doesn't pass, this compromise, it may be many years before Congress comes back to this. You may recall Congress actually passed drug benefit once before. It was not well received by the seniors whom it was intended to help because, again, it required wealthy seniors to pay more. It was repealed the next year. So there's some concern by the people who put this compromise together that it's basically this, or perhaps this will be off the table for some time to come.
NPR's Julie Rovner reporting from the Capitol. Julie, thanks.
Thanks, Linda.